Hey friends, this is Christina Danielle. I am a mom, a godpreneur, an author, a speaker, and always most importantly, a real person. Welcome to my world and welcome to the Christina Danielle podcast. Y'all, this is our very first live video podcast. I am so elated, so excited, and so grateful to God for the push and also for the yes of the guest for today. Let me just say this really quickly before we start this podcast. If you're thinking about starting a podcast and you're feeling any type of inadequacies, if you're feeling that you're not capable, if you're feeling that you're not the person, then you probably are. And I want to encourage you to get started right where you are. You can literally take your phone and record. You can go to Spotify for podcasters, which is completely free. And you can just record. YouTube, also free. Listen, there's absolutely no excuse when God has a calling on your life. And me personally, I have started this podcast plenty of times and restarted it. And today, after 3 or 4 years of recording, this is the first time that we're doing a live video recording, and I'm so excited about it. So it just goes to show that no matter where you start, you can always start over. Mm-hmm. No matter where you feel like you haven't grown, you can always grow more. So with that being said, y'all, again, welcome to my world and welcome to the Christina Danielle podcast, the very first live video version.
Nice.
I am so excited, and you probably can tell by all of my smiling. You can probably tell by my reactions to everything, but I am so excited for today's guest. My, oh my. I don't even know if I could introduce her the way she introduces herself, okay? Y'all, listen, I'm going to warn you right now to have your pen and paper ready. Because I promise you, she's going to drop jewels. She's going to drop gems, right? Not only is she an amazing coach, but she's also a phenomenal wife. There's so much to her. And I'm super, super honored and excited to introduce y'all to one of my favorite people now, right? And I've only known her for a short time, but I'm telling you the way that she encourages my life, she's guaranteed to encourage yours. So if you're already listening to this podcast, I implore you not to stop. If you are going through something in your life, I implore you to listen up. If you need some encouragement, if you need a breakthrough, if you need a change, a shift, I promise you this will be the episode. Because the same way that I was able to shift from doing audio only to now audio and video, in case you're watching this on the audio version, you can go watch a video on YouTube. The same way I was able to pivot and shift is the same way she's going to help you to pivot and shift right here on this podcast. And she's going to talk about her upcoming event. So I want to talk to all my ratchet people, okay? If you're the ratchet one listening to this right now, if you're the ratchet one watching this right now, I promise you this episode is for you. Because, you know, sometimes you're like, that person too holy, they didn't. No. I'm telling you right now, for all my ratchet folk, because you know we have a little ratchet inside of us, okay? This is the episode for you. So without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, I would like to introduce to you the one and the only Dr. Patrice Carter of Breakpoint Coaching Collective. Hey, Dr. Patrice!
My God, I can hardly contain myself. I pray we get this podcast done tonight.
I know. Listen, this is just raw and real. You're not
favorite. Favorite.
Come here looking for fluff. This ain't the place. Okay.
I love you. Yes. And I'm like, oh my God, when you're saying what everybody's going to need to expect, I'm like, okay, Holy Ghost. And so I just do want to I know you have more, but I just want to cover us in prayer. Is that okay? Just
absolutely. Yes, please.
Okay, well, Father, right now, in Jesus' name, we come before you to say thank you. To that person that says, oh, they're already being holy. No, sis, the Bible says that we want to always have traveling mercies, and this is a journey. So we want to be covered tonight. God, we ask in Jesus' name that you would forgive us for every sin and word, thought, and deed. God, we ask that you would speak so that your servants listen. Father, we listen. And Holy Spirit, we ask that you would intercede on behalf of this podcast. God, would you open up doors for Christina Danielle that no man can close, and close doors that no man can open. Father, we bind any and everything that will come to try to hinder this podcast, and we loose forth your favor, which is for life. The Bible says that your favor surrounds us as with a shield. And God, we dispatch angels right now in the name of Jesus, those that serve, minister, bless, and respond, that they will come back with all the answers. They will come back with gifts and blessings. They will come back with direction, and they will secure the borders around our lives, that no weapon formed against us may prosper, in Jesus' name. God, would you fill my mouth? Would you fill Christina's mouth? Would you fill our bellies with fresh water, the water of the Holy Spirit, fresh oil, the anointing which destroys the yokes, and power? And would you open up the hearts and minds of those who will listen, God, that they may receive that which you are speaking to them in this hour, in Jesus' name, amen. And to all of our ratchet sisters and brothers, know that you are loved and not judged, that you are received and you are held up and expected to meet a godly standard, and God is going to help you tonight. So God, have your way, in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. Listen, come on. She started us off with prayer. Y'all gonna tell me that this not gonna be a fire episode? You can't tell me that.
We're not trying to hear that. We're not that. Right now.
Like, the fire is already here. Like, I don't even, you know what I'm saying? Boom. It is already here. Like, whoo, that prayer, Lord Jesus. I just want y'all to know, if this is your first time listening to this podcast, I am very real. Like, we don't try to fluff anything here. And so you will get all the realness here. You get all the rawness here. And this is why I love it. I believe that God ordained this first episode to be with Dr. Patrice, because she is that person. She is the person that, you know, there's no judgment. She, you know, I'm getting into everything. So let me chill. Y'all can jump up on my seat though. Y'all better jump with me, because, but.
Let's
get into who Dr. Patrice is. So for those who do not know the phenomenal Dr. Patrice, please introduce yourself.
So thank you for that. Thank you, just first and foremost, to you, Christina Danielle, for having me on your podcast. I'm honored to be here. And so who am I? So my name is Dr. Patrice Carter, and I'm a wife. As Christina Danielle shared, I'm married to the love of my life. His name is Dalton. I'm a bonus mom to three beautiful children, Destiny, Miles, and Desiree. I'm a grandma. I know you don't believe it, but you know, black don't crack. So anyway, I'm a grandma to Miles and Milo, and a new baby girl that's on the way. So I'm super excited about that. And I live in Fayetteville, North Carolina, which I say is the center of the universe. If you haven't heard of it, hey, get on the map, Google it. You got to come here. Okay. So that said, as a business owner, I'm the CEO of Breakpoint Coaching Collective, LLC. And through my company, I'm a digital course creation mentor. And what that means is I mentor coaches who want to scale to five figures through course creation and or developing their own certification program. And I do that as a done with you service or done for you service. And the way that I'm able to expertly do that is I have 13 years under my belt as a board certified Christian life coach. And I own a life coaching school where we certify and train Christian life coaches and develop courses. So that's it in a nutshell. I am a minister of the gospel. I love me some Jesus. So you are going to get you. There's a song by KB, who's a Christian rapper. He said, if you're going to be with me, you're going to get you some Jesus, because tone it down, I am not. Okay. So we're all about some Jesus up in here. I'm a motivational speaker, and I'm the author of Superb Woman, From Bad Girl to God's Girl.
Where my fan at? Like,
I'm hot.
Okay. What? Ma'am, first of all, I know y'all felt like I did. Grandmother, where? Okay. Like,
I'm in shock. I don't know what's happening right now. I'm in shock myself.
Okay, grandmother, where? I remember first meeting Dr. Patrice. We actually were part of the same group coaching program. We have the same coach, and we were on the shuttle on our way to a retreat. Mm-hmm. And I believe when Dr. Patrice, first of all, when she spoke, do y'all hear that voice? There is some, there's an anointing on Dr. Patrice's voice. Absolutely, without a doubt. Like, without a doubt. But it's the subtle way that she does it. I mean, it's a flow of the spirit that just covers you. And it is comforting, right? There's no push or pull about it. It's just comforting in the way that she speaks. And it's powerful. And so I'm listening to her speak. I'm like, man, this woman is amazing. Like, I got to be friends with her. Like, yeah. Right?
I'm like, then, like, yes or yes.
Exactly. Exactly. And, you know, when she said how old she was, I was just like, huh? It's like, there's no way. But that's the grace of God that's on her life. Because when you do right by God, God does right by you. Right. Mm-hmm. And I also believe that because, you know, and I love the fact, y'all know I'm a Jesus girl, I'm a God girl. Let me be very clear. I love God and I love Jesus. We're very clear about that here, right? Because I know some people like to serve a different God.
Yes.
With all due respect, we about Jesus over here, okay? Mm-hmm. And we're not ashamed of it. Let me be very clear.
Mm-hmm.
Not ashamed of the gospel.
Yeah.
And learning about Dr. Patrice, and I'm just like, I really have to be friends with this woman. And not just because she's so phenomenal because of the grace that's on her life, but literally when she speaks life into you, like literally life into you. And so when you hear her talking about she's a mother, a wife, a grandmother, all these titles in her personal life, and then in her professional life, she's a coach and she coaches coaches. And she coaches coaches. Y'all. And author and speaker. I'm just, are y'all picking up what I'm putting down here? And so there's so much to Dr. Patrice, and I thank God for creating you the way that he did, because only he could have done it.
I need you on my light to be the hype man. I appreciate all that. I just want to say to God be the glory. I don't want to take any credit for any of that. Like, I literally give God the glory. And I know we're going to get into my testimony, and it is true what you said. It is all grace. It's only grace.
Yes. Yes. So we've learned about who you are. We've learned about what you do. Now I want to go in a little bit, right? Let's go touch into that meat and potatoes. I know that there are women or people who look at Dr. Patrice and they're like, I could never be like her. Like, she's so poised and proper and anointed, and she's just got to have this perfect life, and she ain't never made no mistakes in life. There's no way I could ever be like her. There's no way I could have her as my coach, because there's so much dirt in my yard, and there's so many skeletons in my closet, and there's so much wrong with me. And I know someone's going to be watching this and thinking that. And so, Dr. Patrice, I would absolutely love, because when I heard your story, And so I know that your story is transformative, and I know that it speaks literally life into someone who has felt like they died on the inside because of their mistakes. Like, we kill ourselves with our own words.
Yeah, we do.
And so please, if you can tell us about your story.
Wow. I just have tears in my eyes because, I'm just grateful, you know? So as far as my story, I feel like I've lived 1,000 lifetimes. And when I say I've lived at least 2 lifetimes, and I'll tell you what I mean by that. So what Coach Christina Danielle means is, I shared my testimony when we were at the retreat, and I've shared this before, but I feel like in this season, just to touch and tap into something you said, that God is saying to me, the stakes are higher in this season about us sharing our testimony, because people's lives are hanging in the balance. Someone is somewhere dying inside, somewhere is ready to give up. But my story, who I was an adulterer. So I was married previously, and I was married at the time to my ex-husband. I had come out of multiple 7-year relationships. So I had 7 relationships I'm three relationships, 7 years each back to back. So that's 21 years. Do the math. So when she talked about my age, I'm 54. I'll be 55 this year. I'm in shock as well. My sister and I have a twin sister. We don't know if mommy got the math right, but somewhere in there, we're going to be 55. I don't know how it happened. But when I think about that, that was 21 years of my life that I gave to men who would never be my husband. And so the last one did become my husband, but he wasn't my husband. He was not sanctioned by God. I did that on my own. And being in that relationship was hell. Like, I basically walked myself into hell. And so when you talk about how we kill ourselves with our words, I killed myself nearly with my actions. And so I think about the pain that that caused me for years. It took me a long time to get over the guilt of that because I bought pain to myself. Like, I did this to me. So I remember seeing him in the club because I was club here. I love clubbing bad. And so I was at the NCO club because this is a military town where I live. And so we would go to the NCO club and on Fort Bragg on base. And I saw him. And the first thing I was like, oh, he is fine. Okay, fine, fine. And I walked over to him and I was like, do you want to go get married? Because in Dillon, South Carolina, you can literally go get a quickie wedding certificate. The magistrate marries you. I've heard it. I don't know it to be true, but you can go and they're there all night because they're probably bonding people that's in prison. So you there getting married with a bunch of people that's committed crimes. So this nut said yes, but we didn't get married that night, but we did end up getting married. I just, like I said, marched myself into hell. So he was abusive. I was crazy. He was crazy. Two halves do not make a whole. So sis, if you are not whole, you don't need to be married because 50-50 does not make a whole relationship. Mm. It makes a whole mess. So that was one thing. The other is in that relationship, I became adulterous because as I was entering in the relationship, I had low self-esteem. I had abandonment issues. I had rejection issues. I had multiple broken hearts laid on top of each other. So I wasn't, again, coming in whole. And I just needed to be filled. I was like an empty hole, like just fill me with whatever. So he withheld affection. So that just made it worse. So I was already hadn't fully been faithful in the other 3-7 year relationships. So I was already ripe for adultery. So I started going out the same thing I was doing. We met and just having these multiple affairs. Well, the affairs became so much that it began to take a toll on my mental health because at the core of who I am and who I was, that's not my personality. That's not who I am. Like, I love being married. I wanted to be with one person. I wanted to be like wolves mate for life. They don't have multiple partners, but I wasn't in alignment with God at that time either. So I remember being at home in our home one day and the Holy Spirit really started dealing with me, but Satan was dealing with me at the same time. And the Lord said, not even know the Lord's voice, because I had only just gotten saved in the marriage, even though I was older. I mean, I had been to church, went to church when I was young, but I was raised Catholic, but I had finally come to salvation, but it was later. I was around my 30s at that point. So the Lord said, you need to tell him that you've been having these affairs. And he was deployed at the time. So he was overseas serving, in Iraq, I don't know, somewhere. So I messaged him, I emailed him and told him all about all the affairs and everything that happened. And I repented to him and he said he forgave me. But let me back up. That happened after. So that day, the enemy said to me, the Lord spoke to me later, but the devil said to me, the only way that you're going to stop committing adultery is if you kill yourself, because I was so ridden with guilt that I couldn't stop. Like, I really wanted to stop. But even that day, I was planning to go be with some guy. And it wasn't just one man. It was like multiple affairs. Right. So I was just desperate to stop, but I just couldn't stop. And so I remember going in the bathroom and getting the gun, and he would threaten my life with this gun on a consistent basis. It was a Glock. I'll never forget. He had a Glock. He had multiple guns. He made his own bullets. And so I remember taking the gun and going in the bathroom, and I chose the Glock specifically because it didn't have a safety and I didn't want to change my mind. I didn't call anybody. I didn't leave a suicide note. I was ready to go. So I got in the bathtub because I reasoned within myself that it would be easy for my family to clean up if I kill myself in the bathtub. And so not even thinking about the value of my life, but I felt like I was a bother. So I wanted to make it easy for everyone. So that's another thing. People pleasing, just always thinking about other people, never thinking about myself. So as I got ready to pull the trigger, the doorbell rang. And it was my mother, which I didn't know at the time, but he had isolated me from my family. So I wouldn't, my parents would call me, I wouldn't call them back. I have a twin sister. He put her out, called the police on her. So I was really alone in that hill. So she rang the doorbell. And I remember just kind of being like snapped out of a trance. And I just crawled out of the bathtub and I just laid on the floor crying. I didn't open the bathroom door. I didn't go out. And the Lord said to me, you will not kill yourself. I have great need of you. But when you walk out of here today, you will be a woman of truth. Like, you're going to tell the truth every day from this point forward for the rest of your life, no matter how awkward it is, no matter how hard or uncomfortable it is. And the first person you're going to start with is your husband. That's when I sent the email and said, hey, I've been having affairs. I want to repent to you, et cetera. And he said he forgave me, but he didn't. So when he came back from the war, the marriage fell apart. So I shared that I was adulterous, that I was suicidal. So then fast forward, now I'm single. I had been single at that point. When I got married, I had been single 5 years, but leading into my season of singleness, the Lord repeatedly was dealing with me about having sex with men outside of marriage because I just could not master holiness. I just was not about that life. So he was like, God was repeatedly giving me grace. And I remember I would call my sister and lament to her. I fell again. I had another one night stand again. I had sex with this person again. And she said to me one day, the last day, she said, Therese, the Lord is going to take his hands off of you. And when she said it, it was like I heard a gong in heaven and it happened. So God had given me a vision of vajayjay covered in like cauliflower, but I didn't know that, right? So I didn't have the interpretation. I was new in my prophetic anointing. So he was still like, when the Bible says that scripture that says the gifts and calling are without repentance, like you still be operating, but live in hell, live ratchet and foul. So he gave me the vision. And I know I'm kind of compressing a lot, but I just want people to get the concept of like ratchet. Like, mm-hmm. I get ratchet. Okay. I was ratchet. Okay. So I fast forward, he showed me the vision. I didn't get it. I had sex again. And then I heard the gong again. And that's when I was like, you know, something didn't feel right. I was ready to go to Germany for work. I was like, let me go to the doctor. And I went to my friend who was a doctor who worked at the clinic where I worked. And I said, I just don't feel right. I don't see anything, but can you just give me tests? She called me that night and she said, I am happy to inform you that you're HIV negative, but it hurts me to tell you that you're positive for herpes, that you've been exposed to herpes. Yeah. So that's a long story. I'm not going to go into that, but please know that God healed me. So God did completely heal me of herpes, and that's not something you get healed of, but it was a supernatural judgment. So it was a supernatural healing. So I know now how to get people home. And when I say home, how to reconcile. So you started this just to bring it full circle. You said to the woman or the man who feels like they can never be polished, they can never be the person that God wants them to be. That's not true, but I felt that. I felt that when I read the Proverbs 31 woman, all I felt from her was discouragement and hopelessness because I knew how I was living. And I was like, I'll never be that. I don't even know how to get to that. So God took me on a journey. I started going to therapy. I read this book called Daughter of the King by Diana Hagee. And those two things, I literally feel saved my life. And so they began to just really deal with me about being a daughter of a king and recognizing the value that of who I am. And one of the prayers that she prayed, I'll tell you this, and I'm gonna be quiet. One of the prayers that she has you pray is, Holy Spirit, change me. I don't have the power within me to be the woman that God has called me to be, but if you help me, I will become her. And I remember sitting at the light of the street from my house because God redeemed me with this house I'm sitting in 5 years before I got married because my ex-husband would kick me out of our home. He wouldn't put my name on the mortgage. He threw my clothes out, threw me out. So when God redeemed me, he restored me with a home. And I was sitting at the light and I prayed that prayer. So the person sitting in front of you today is a byproduct of that prayer. Mm. Grace and mercy and the Holy Spirit walking me through the process and multiple women and men of God that helped me. So I can't take any credit for it, but I can definitely tell you that there's another side to the woman who's listening, to the man who's listening, that thinks they're not redeemable. You are. And then God had me take all that, write a book about it, turn it into a coaching program. And now here we are years later as a marketplace minister, as a result of him taking that mess and making it into a message.
Can we just take a moment just to say thank you, God?
To God be the glory. Hallelujah.
Like, God, literally, you get all the glory.
Thank you, Jesus.
Like, all of it.
Amen.
Like, as we're recording right now, I look over to my right, and on my wall, it's blocked by something. 1 Corinthians 10 and something, because I can't see, it's blocked by the curtain. But it says, whatever you do, do it all for the glory of God.
Amen.
All for the glory of God. And she, Dr. Patrice, explained to us her story. And I don't know about anybody else that's watching or listening to this podcast episode, but it really, it does a couple of things for me. For one, it challenges me to think, how bad do I really think that I am that God cannot restore me?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like, how terrible do I think of myself to think that God cannot restore me? And then it makes me also think, how little do I think of God that He will not restore me?
Yes.
Because you spoke about the adultery. You spoke about the suicide. You spoke about being a supernatural healing, something you do not get healed from. So if God wanted to show you that it was Him and Him alone, He made sure of it.
Oh, yeah. It was nothing man could do, hun. Nobody was God's glory. Yeah, nobody. Because I went to 3 doctors and they all had the same. The two had the same result. You have herpes. The third one said, let's take a culture. And so I already knew, because at the third visit, that's when the cauliflower showed up. Because the first two, I just had a feeling I didn't feel good. And this, the first one, I didn't feel good. I got the diagnosis. The second one, I'm like, there's no way in God's green earth. There's no way in hell I have this. Okay. You a lie, Satan. I don't have this. Okay. So the second one was like, you do have it. And then, but what happened, I think this is important to note, is then I said, okay, I'm going to a third doctor. Somebody's going to tell me I don't have this. But between the second appointment and the third appointment, the vision that he showed me came to pass and the cauliflower showed up. I looked down there. I saw them for myself. And God said, I'm not playing with you. I am not a man that I should lie. Okay. So, but he, on the same night that I was diagnosed by my friend that called me. Now, while all this was happening, y'all, I was in the church. I was an armor bearer to my pastor. So I was in Christ. I was saved, but I was not sanctified. And I think that is huge to note, that people accept Christ, but they don't allow Christ to begin the process of cleansing, which is important. It's a sister to salvation. Sanctification is the next step. So I go to church. I'm a basket case because I call my pastor to tell her about the diagnosis. She said, just come to church. And when I got there, her husband, who I don't believe knew about the diagnosis, said to me, the Lord says He's healed you. And then she prophesied to me, is anything too hard for the Lord? But what happened between the second visit and the third visit is I had to accept that God could forgive me, because I was raised Catholic. So I saw God as an angry white man. That's no shade to white people or Catholics that might watch this. That was my ignorance and my own interpretation from how I had been raised in Catholicism. So because I saw Him as an angry white man and didn't have full understanding of Him as a loving Father, I could not receive His forgiveness, because I saw, how could he's a man, but He's not a man. He's a spirit. And so I couldn't make the connection that He would want to forgive me, because no man is going to forgive you for these things. So when I was sitting in the doctor's office at the third visit, what happened is when the doctor came in, she said, well, let's take a culture. And she left. I was sitting on the bed by myself and I said, Lord, I don't deserve that You should forgive me. I deserve what has happened. I receive that. But I also receive Your forgiveness, and I want to receive Your healing. I accept Your healing if it's Your desire to heal me. And that is when the healing, I believe, took place, when I accepted and agreed with what God had already set forth. He, yes, we both agree, I'm a sinner. He's like, got it, check. That's why you're in here. But I also had to receive that he wanted to forgive me. And so someone watching, you have to receive Christ's forgiveness. You have to accept that he wants to forgive you, and you can't pay for it. Like, I couldn't pay him for it. I had nothing to give him. That is why I believe that the healing came, because he wanted to heal me and I accepted.
I really pray that those of you listening, those of you watching, that you're also receiving. Because we could be in a place to hear,
yes,
and don't hear. We can be in a place to see and don't see.
Yes.
So I declare that there is no blockage. And I'm going to ask Dr. Patrice to go to actually go into this before we continue. But we want to declare that anyone who's watching or listening, that there's no blockage, there's no hindrance, yes, there's no distraction, that you are able to receive everything here. It is not by mistake that you're listening to this podcast. It's not by mistake that you're watching this podcast. You were designed to be here for a time such as this. And so maybe this podcast is the gong that Dr. Patrice heard when she was in the bathroom, right? Getting ready to take her own life. This is it, right? Maybe this podcast is the vision that she had when God was like, you see this cauliflower? I'm trying to show you something. I want you to know that even in the midst of your mess, I am still your Messiah. Jesus. I am still your Father, and I'm still here for you.
Hallelujah.
So I wanted to clear upon your life, and Dr. Yes. Please do the honors here. But I wanted to clear that this message is not missed.
Yes.
Nor is it misconstrued. And any trick or plan of the enemy dies.
In Jesus' name.
And it's destroyed, because I don't believe in things being broken, because I say it even in my prayer challenge, that things that are broken can be put back together again. Yeah. You can probably put it back together again. But things that are destroyed cannot come back. So any generational curses that were on your life, for those of you watching and listening, we destroy that in the name
right
now. So Dr. Patrice, please, by all means, I want to make sure that we cover that part, because you know we can pour, right? But if the cup is sealed, if it's sealed, it cannot receive. And so we want to make sure that what you just poured, Dr. Patrice, is received. Because somebody out there identifies exactly with your story. Whether similar or identical, they identify. And they're not sure how they're going to get through. And they don't believe that they are redeemable. That's the word? That's the word.
Yeah.
They don't believe that they're redeemable. And so I want to make sure that they receive it, Dr. Patrice. So please.
You don't need me, honey. You done prophesied. I agree with that. And I just prophesied Isaiah 61. The Bible says that Satan has to bow to the word of God and the will of God. And God has to perform his word. He says, my word which shall go forth from me shall not return unto me void, but it shall perform that which I send it to.
Oh.
So Coach Christina has already sent the word of God. We send it forth according to Isaiah 61. God, we thank you that it is your desire to open up deaf ears, to open up blind eyes, to mend broken hearts, to open up the gates to them that are bound. And we proclaim that this is the acceptable year of the Lord in Jesus' name, because the Spirit of the Lord is upon us to do so according to Isaiah 61, because Jesus said later in the New Testament that greater works will we do. So God, we do the greater work today to demolish strongholds and to cast down vain imaginations and high things that would try to exalt themselves against the knowledge of God. And we bring it captive to the blood of Jesus. And God, we just thank you for it. And Father, I touch and agree with my sister. I decree and declare that, like the one that had the seed planted in fertile soil, God, this seed shall not be blown away. It shall not be planted amongst thorns, and it shall not be snatched, devoured, or stolen, but that it will receive deep into the heart of those who hear it. And I love the word of God in Psalm, where David said, if I take to the wings of the morning, you are there. And if I make my bed in the pit of Sheol, which is the place of hell, even there you will come to see about me. So you have to know, man or woman of God that's listening to this, that even if you take yourself and put yourself in hell, which I did, God will come to see about you. How do we know? Jesus took the keys. He went to hell the night before he died and took the keys. so that we could have the access, we could have the binding and loosing capability, which he gave us, which are the keys of David. So God will come to see about you. And so I would say to this person too, listening, don't sit in despair and begin to make your despair an idol. Because I feel like I was a victim for a long time. Like, this happened to me, that happened, I did this, and I'm aware of that. And it becomes an idol. So I want to offer up two books. One is a book called Breaking Free by Beth Moore. And in that book, Breaking Free, she stomps all of your toes. It's a workbook. And she said, your self-pity is an idol. And it's rooted in pride. So when I read that, I was like, she stomped all on my toes. Because I had been idolizing and feeling sorry for myself. So for someone that's tonight feeling self-pity, we say snap out of it in Jesus' name. Because it is a demon of pride, where you just sit and exalt yourself and your issues and your problems. When God said he already came to forgive you, he said, I've come that you might have life and life more abundant. And it is his desire to forgive. That's why Jesus died on the cross. So yeah, we steal that up. Okay. In Jesus' name, let it be. Yes. And I just want to say too, like, I'm talking about this testimony kind of like matter of factly. So I don't want someone to think like, well, she just rattled that off. I was the suicide. Attempted suicide. I was the domestic violence. But this is what the other side looks like when God wants to take it and create something out of it, that he breathes life back into a dead thing. I was a dead thing. And so like Christina said, I died that day. I did die in the tub, but I arose to a new life. And so I'm able to tell the story because I've told it so many times now that I'm not embarrassed about it. I'm not afraid of it. I'm not worried about people's judgment because it's under the blood. Like God has released me. Yes. And so we talked about redemption. He has set me free. The Bible says that I am like a bird that was set free from the fowler's snare. So that's what we came to do tonight, to set some people free.
In Jesus' name. Very. Yes. It's so interesting because I literally made a post earlier today, and the caption read, once you pass the point of let go, let God, you realize your issues were never your problem. Your words were.
I can attest to that.
Like, it's what we speak over our lives and also what we believe. Right. I'm huge on belief, and the things that you believe is literally what comes forward. And so we are adamant about freeing captives tonight.
And we have to know who we're listening to. You know, I think about when you talk about words, my niece, who's a seer, she's not tapped into it yet, but she is. And she was telling my sister, she said, Mom, I know what the devil sounds like. And my sister said, what? She said, he's a whisperer. Yeah. And so you think about the voice in your head, like when we hear voices like you're stupid, you're fat, you're a failure, you shouldn't have said that, you're ridiculous, nobody likes you. We hear it in our voice, but that's not really our voice speaking. Mm-hmm. It's the enemy mimicking our voice to make it sound like it's us, so that we then believe it and it begins to marry up in our gut and make a baby of our belief system and our minds. But then God would never say that to us.
Nope.
And so I feel like we spend so much time listening to the enemy when we should be focused on, I'm ministering to myself as I say this, listening to God. So God's voice is what? That I'm the head and not the tail. I'm above only and not beneath. That I'm the apple of his eye. I'm the lender to many nations, but I don't borrow from any of them. That we are wealthy. And so he's the righteousness. We are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. So I believe that we've just been conditioned and programmed to negativity. We believe and agree with, but it's not true.
So true. I believe that as I've grown in my faith, Dr. Patrice, and matured in the kingdom, because you mature in life and not mature in the kingdom. Two different things. So we ain't gonna get into that.
Another word.
There's a whole nother episode right there. But one of the things when I find myself, because we are guilty of this, right? We're not perfect. We're still guilty of times. And I'm sure Dr. Patrice can attest to this as well as myself. There are some times where we got to check our thoughts and our words and our actions. Like, oh, you're doing damage to yourself. Mm-hmm. Right. And I'm so glad Dr. Patrice talked about that self-pity. I hope y'all picked that up, because that was really good. But if you ever want to figure out whether you're hearing the voice of God or the voice of the devil, just think about whether it's a truth or a lie. Mm. God is always going to speak truth, right? And the devil is always going to speak a lie. That's literally it. And you want to know what truth is, that's in the word of God. So if you want to know what truth is, you go, it's very simple. Who's speaking to me? Is it God or is it the enemy? Is it truth or is it a lie? If it's a lie, it's the enemy. If it's truth, it's God. And what is truth? Truth is in the word of God. So for anyone who's like still trying to figure out how to learn that, definitely, you know, I'll tap into that on a later date. I do have a 5-day prayer challenge. We're not talking about that head tonight. But if you check out my website, you'll know when the next round of the 5-day prayer challenge is, where we talk about, you know, getting into God. But tonight, I really want to highlight Dr. Patrice because she's got an amazing event coming up. And before she goes into her event, I want to ask you, Dr. Patrice. Actually, I think I'm going to leave that part for last.
Okay.
Tell us a little bit about your life and business strategy, because I think sometimes people look at someone such as yourself and they're like, how does she do it? Right? So what is your life and business strategy?
So I'll say it to you like this. My life and business strategy is to let Jesus lead. Mm-hmm. What I mean by that is when God called me as a life coach, I was working as a government contractor. And I had reached the height of my career up to that point. I had always wanted to be 5 figures. I wanted to be a permanent government employee because my mom was a permanent government employee. I was in the military. I was an Army reservist. And I was just tracking my plans. But then I hated every single day of that job. It was the most money I ever made. We traveled to Germany every year. The benefits were incredible. And it was actually going to turn into a permanent GS position, which would have set me for life. But I hated it. And I would go every day in the bathroom and beg God, fire me from this job. I hate it here. And so he was like, so for those of you that are working right now and you want to be entrepreneurs, I want you to hear this. So I would get on my knees on the floor in a public bathroom, in the bathroom at work, and be like, God, please deliver me from here. Get me out of here. And God said, no, I'm not letting you go, because the way that they treated me. So I was a PhD working with a team of PhDs, but I was treated like the help. And even in my unit, I was an officer, but I was treated like the help. And God said, I'm using them to sharpen you, because where I'm taking you, you can't keep getting your feelings hurt every time somebody says something offensive or is rude to you or condescending or treats you a certain way. They're strengthening you. They're tools in my hands. So go sit down. So that was one. And then two, he said, I sent you here to be a light. And so I was at church one night, and I'm going to answer. I haven't forgotten the question. So I was at church one night, and I had written my resignation letter, and I had resigned from the job, and I was going to hit send in the morning. And the preacher was preaching, and he said, this is not my message, but for someone in here who wants to quit your job, the Lord says, if you leave, the light will go out in Babylon. So I was like, let me just go and sludge back to work and sit back down, because it's not time. But I was sitting there. In that week, things happened, and there was two conversations God needed me to have. One was a prophetic word that I needed to deliver that I had been putting off. The second was with my boss. I needed to confront him. And so God allowed the situation to happen where we had a conversation. It wasn't confrontational, but I spoke the truth. And God said, you cut the head off that demon. Now, he said, you're released. And I literally felt like somebody untied a rope and released me. So in that same season, he had called me to be a life coach. I didn't know what a life coach was. And my husband had even made me these beautiful business cards. I wish I had one. It's somewhere in the office. But on the front of the card, it was a picture of me that he had captured when I was praying at a service. And my eyes were closed, and he had put it on a black background. And it was just gorgeous. And it said speaker, life coach, author, minister. And I said, well, I'm not a life coach. But my husband said, but that's how I see you. Mm-hmm. So God was already showing him in advance. So then God said, you are a life coach. And I said, well, I receive it, you know. And so when I said I receive it, I started looking for life coaches, looking at what that meant. And I only found one, and she was on LinkedIn. And all that said, God set her up, let her be my mentor, released me from the job. And I started the business. But it wasn't quite that simple, because I know that you have to set goals. And I know that you have to strategize and plan and all those things.
But the reason I told that whole story was in the midst of God calling me, releasing me from my job, showing me purpose, that I was there to deliver, to be a light, and that he was strengthening me because he was going to place me in hard places. He was saying to me that my life is ministry and it is marketplace ministry. And so he would use me as a coach and position me in the marketplace, but I would not operate strategically as common business owners do. When I say common, like what's common to businesses, like where they do quarterly planning and set goals and all that stuff, he would never allow me to do that. I would try to set goals and be so frustrated. And the Holy Spirit said to me one day, I'm your boss. I'm your CEO. I will set the pace and I will set the goals. So your only job every day is to show up and work as unto the Lord and ask me what we're doing. So this isn't going to be helpful to the person who I'm an A-type personality. I'm a planner. I'm a PhD. So you have to know I'm very organized. Like I know I'm self-motivated. I know how to get things accomplished and finished. But God will not allow me to be rigid in how I set about doing my work, because then when you try to create rigidity, and I'm a prophet, so as a prophet trying to control my own life, he's like, that's out of order. I'm in control of your life. So the answer that, I'm sorry for such a lengthy response, the answer is Philippians 4:13. One, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And then it's Chronicles, and I'm going to look it up so I can give you the right one, but it says, in all that, everything that you do, let it work as unto the Lord. So Romans 8:14, those that are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God. That is my life and business strategy. Long story short, because my life is not my own. And the Bible says that. The Bible tells us that we were bought with a price and our life is not our own. So my strategy every day when I get up is to meet with God, to have Jesus time just for myself as a person. Then I have time by myself, like whatever I want to do. And then I come and sit at my desk and I pray about the to-do list for the day. And I execute and I'll finish it. Like whatever he gives me, it could be 10 things, it could be 20, it could be 2. But I'm obedient to the Lord and I'm going to do what he gives me to do. So I know that was long. I'm sorry about that, but I hope it somebody.
You're fine. You're fine. I agree with you. And I'm glad that you broke it down, because a lot of times people are looking for like this big strategy and how to handle life and business. And it really just boils down to, what is God calling you to do? That's the strategy.
And really, I'm sorry, let me just say this. It boils down to Matthew 6:33. Seek ye first the kingdom of God.
Yeah.
And all things will be added unto you. That's the strategy. I'm sorry. Just, thank you, Holy Spirit. Yep. But that's the strategy.
Yep. I 1,000% agree. 1,000% agree. And I'm glad that you said that.
My personality is such that I make myself crazy. And God is like, you'd be all right if you just bow down. If you just ask me for, you know, for the process and sit down. Like, but I will sit and overthink and overanalyze and overplan. Like, so I'm not saying like every day, like I'm Matthew 6:33, and I'm just telling y'all
that's the strategy. But that's the real part of it, right? Like that's the strategy. It don't mean I always follow it, but that's the strategy.
When I do, he's like, I have so much peace. But otherwise, I literally make myself crazy. My husband will be looking at me so sideways right now, like, really, chick? Because I make me crazy, I make him crazy. But Matthew 6:33.
Y'all write that down, Matthew 6:33, okay? And so with that being said, Dr. Patrice, please tell us, you have an amazing event coming up at the end of June. We want to know all the deets, sis. We want to know how, what is it? What is it called? What is it about? I love the name of it, by the way. I'm just saying, I love it, right? Yeah. Tell us what it's called, what it's about, how do we get registered? Like, let us know all the details.
Okay, guys, so it's the Ratchet to Righteous Retreat. Is anybody shocked? It is the Ratchet to Righteous Retreat. I'm shouting out to all my ratchet people that want to be righteous. And righteous means to be in right standing with God. Okay, ratchet means to be in right standing. Ratchet, in my mind, we all know what Black culture says about ratchetness, right? We know, we get a vision for being ratchet. But ratchet was all the things I shared about how I lived. Ratchet was my suicide story. What led to it was the adultery, right? My herpes story. What led to it was the not being holy. So many stories. So all that to say, Ratchet to Righteous. And the event is taking place June 23rd and 24th here in Fayetteville, North Carolina. And it is a transformation and activation retreat, an intensive retreat for women that want to allow God to come and just completely take them down to the studs, like just undo you and become undone before God and be put back together. And so I'm hosting it in partnership with my friend Anicia, who is an advanced trauma therapist. So I'm a board certified Christian life coach. She is an advanced trauma therapist and certified Christian life coach. So we're going to use coaching and therapy, talk therapy, group therapy, journaling to help you to heal, deliver, and get set free and be transformed and renewed and set out on your journey with God.
Get undo and get undone. Okay.
Get redone.
Get redone. Get undo and get redone.
I'm so excited. Yes. So it's going to the 23rd is really, it's for the, let me just say it like this. How do I want to say it? So the 23rd is the VIP experience. So I have two ticket types. It's the VIP experience, which includes lodging. It includes a private dinner with myself and Anicia on that Friday night on the 23rd. It includes an intensive that night. So we're going to start doing the work that night. It includes a book, a signed copy of my book, Superwoman from Bad Girl to God's Girl, as well as the full retreat day, which is that Saturday, June 24th. And that also includes brunch. So for those that are general admission, you will come on June 24th, which is Saturday. And that includes 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. The event, as well as the brunch and a signed copy of my book, Superwoman from Bad Girl to God's Girl.
Y'all, Dr. Patrice, how do they get registered for such amazing and phenomenal? Like the person who's like trying to jump through the phone, trying to jump through the screen, like, okay, Dr. Patrice, you got me. I heard everything. This is where I need to be. How do they get there?
Okay, so you can get there a number of ways. So you can get there through my website, www.drpatricecarter.com. So that's drpatricecarter.com. You can get there through Eventbrite by just searching Ratchet to Righteous Retreat. And you can get there through my Facebook page because I have a Facebook group on the same. So just search Ratchet to Righteous Retreat on Facebook. Oh. And don't tarry because tickets are going to sell out. Tickets, I'm just prophesying they're going to sell out, but I'm actually going to stop accepting registrations that third week of June because we need to get finalized and get set up for everything so I can finalize brunch numbers and all that. So don't wait, you know, make a decision and then jump.
Listen, y'all. If you are here and you're listening to this, if a friend or a family, if somebody sent this to you and said, listen, you got to listen to this, they knew that you needed this. Mm-hmm. They knew that you needed to be at the Ratchet to Righteous Retreat. They knew that you needed to hear Dr. Patrice's story, her truth. They knew that you needed to be delivered. They knew that you needed to get undone and redone. Mm-hmm. So don't delay.
I love it. And I would say too, to the woman that listens and she's like, well, that's not me. I'm done. But you know women that need to be undone. Mm-hmm. You women that need to be redone. So don't be selfish. Don't hold the information. You know, that is my mandate. God is like, help my daughters get home. And I know the way. And so if you know that you're home and you know that someone else is not, they're still wandering, share.
I'm so glad that you added that because I was going to add it in this. I'm glad you did. Because, you know, sometimes people are like, well, you know what? I'm all right. Well, what about your friend?
Yeah. What about your mom?
What about the person in your life that you know for a fact they need this?
What about right? your sister, your bestie? You know,
don't be selfish. Do not be selfish. We over here sharing platforms, gifts. Store, we tell you all our business, and y'all over here being selfish. Now, I don't think that's right.
I love how you say, okay.
Okay, I don't think that's right. How God gonna come and step up the plate to you? How God gonna deliver you? How God gonna make you right? Like Sojourner Truth, remember, what was it her that said, when you get free, free to others?
She literally could have stayed free. Her and Harriet, they got out.
Right. So mm-hmm. when you get free, free the others. So don't sit there saying that you good. We are grateful that you are in a good place. We are grateful for that. But there is somebody that you know that's not. Someone mm-hmm. literally dying on the inside, and they need this. And mm-hmm. we need you to be a blessing to someone. Amen. Okay? And I'm going to speak this too. For those of you who are financially able, hear me out. Because when I say financially able, I ain't even talking about what's in your bank account. I'm talking about what you can pray to God for.
Mm-hmm. Come on.
For those of you with the financial ability to be a blessing to someone else that needs to be at this retreat, I declare and decree over your life that as you make the investment into them, God mm-hmm. will continue to make an investment into you.
Yes.
Okay? So...
that's the word of God. It says, when you give, it shall be given unto you.
Good measure. Given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. Yes. Come on. God said, good measure.
Yes.
A good measure, mm-hmm. pressed down, shaken together, and it's still running over.
Run it back.
Okay. Okay. Good measure. Pressed down, shake it together, run it over. Okay. So we don't worry about lack over here. We are in a land of abundance.
Come on.
We're God's favorite children. We don't lack anything. And so please be a blessing to someone, whether you share, whether you donate, whatever it may take. I mean, please be a blessing.
And we are accepting sponsors. So thank you for saying that. So we do have sponsors that we're sponsorships, and that's on the Eventbrite page. And there are three different levels of sponsorship. So any amount is awesome. But I've had three, maybe four sponsors that have sponsored such that I was able to do giveaways for women to come to the retreat. So it is women only, and there are only 20 women. So it's not a conference. It's not a drop-in. It is an intentional event that you have to register for and show up to. So I just want to put this piece out there. I'm hosting a giveaway. So I want to give that. So we are giving away a general admission ticket. And it doesn't matter that you might not live in Fayetteville, North Carolina. If you're willing to come and invest in a hotel room because you're not able to do the VIP, but you win the general admission, that's half the battle right there. So I want you to go to my Facebook page, to Breakpoint Coaching Collective on Facebook. It's pinned. And all you have to do is follow the three little things that say, do these three things to be entered into the giveaway. And I will announce the winner on June 7th, next Wednesday.
Oh, opportunities over opportunities. That's what it looks like when it's running over.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Amen.
So this has been amazing. Amazing. Y'all know I'm going to bring Dr. Patrice back, right?
I hope so.
You know I'm bringing you back. Okay. Like, this was so good. There's so many things we could discuss and dive into. And, you know, just for the sake of time, we're going to bring it in for a landing. But y'all don't worry. I will absolutely, with honor and pleasure, bring back to Patrice back.
I'm excited. Look, Ma, I made it.
Period. So make sure you get registered for the Ratchet to Righteous Retreat. Make sure you share with your friends. Share this episode, right?
Yes.
Because somebody need this episode will definitely free the people. And so please, the stories, everything that Dr. Patrice has shared on here, it's definitely intentional. It is not by mistake. It is definitely by God's design. Yes. And so please make sure you share this, whether it is on the audio version, whether it is the visual video version, whatever version it is, please make sure that you share it. If you're listening to the audio and you say, and you think that we're very beautiful people, you'd like to see what we look like, you can come on over to YouTube and see it. Okay. Yes. If you want to see, we look like you, we do, with the braids, okay? But you know, sometimes I'm like, they don't, but yeah, we look like you, sis. We do. Okay? So please come and listen, share it out, and leave your feedback, especially on YouTube. And wherever you're listening to this, wherever you're watching it, please give your feedback. Please reach out to Dr. Patrice. And for more information to connect with me, you can email me at info@ChristinaDanielle.co. My website is also ChristinaDanielle.co. And on Instagram, TikTok, anywhere else you find me, it is Christina Danielle. Actually, I think it's I am Christina Danielle. All right. Mm-hmm. But the name remains the same, even though the platform changes. Y'all will catch that later.
Amen.
Okay. Okay. Because Jesus remains the same today, yesterday, and every day, even when his platform changes.
Thank you, Jesus.
My God. So before we go, I'm just going to let Dr. Patrice just close us out with a quick word. And then we're going to be out of here. Dr. Patrice, take it away.
Well, let me just think for a minute. I'm going to read Joel chapter 2, verse 2 through 3. And I know you know this one. So I just want to prophesy this over you and over your listeners, over us, but specifically for you and your listeners. And this is the New International Version. Joel chapter 2. I'm just pulling it up. Okay. This is Joel chapter 2, verses 23 and going down. Be glad, people of Zion. Rejoice in the Lord your God, for he has given you the autumn rains because he is faithful. The autumn rain is the latter rain of your life. So God is giving you the latter rain. He's giving you that abundance, an abundant rain. Both autumn, and he sends abundant showers, both autumn and spring rains as before. The threshing floors will be filled with grain. The vats will overflow with new wine and oil. I will repay you for the years the locusts have eaten, the great locust and the young locust, the other locust and the locust swarm, my great army that I sent among you. So for those of you that are listening and you've experienced devastation in your life, everything is eaten up. Your money is gone. Your finances are gone. Your car is broken down. You can't pay your bills. Your children are raising hell. Maybe your health is devastated. That is what it looks like to have your crops eaten up. Like there's just nothing. You can barely rob Peter to pay Paul. The Lord says you will have plenty to eat until you are full, and you will praise the name of the Lord your God who has worked wonders for you. Never again will my people be put to shame. Then you will know that I am in Israel, that I am the Lord your God, and that there is no other. Never again will my people be ashamed. And this is what he says afterward. He says, I will pour out my spirit on all people. So be prepared to receive the Holy Spirit, to be prepared to receive the Spirit of God in its fullness, in his full measure. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. So for those of you whose sons and daughters are acting crazy right now, if you know, like I know, they act crazy, then God is saying that he's going to begin to restore them. They're going to begin to prophesy. Your old men will dream dreams. Those old men that seem like they're just lost, wandering, not leading their families, they're going to come back to the Lord and they will begin to dream dreams. God will begin to place seeing within them that they can see and be like the man in Proverbs 31, the elder who sat at the gate. And young men will see visions. Even on my servants, both men and women, I will pour out my spirit in these days. I will show wonders in the heavens and on the earth. And so I'm going to stop there. But God is just saying, I prophesy to you again, Joel, chapter 2, God is restoring. I prophesy restoration over you, Christina Danielle, over the listeners. Receive restoration. Be restored and renewed in your mind, in the spirit of your mind, says the Lord. Stop expecting dread and expecting the worst and begin to expect God for the best. Because John 10 and 10 says the enemy has come to steal, kill, and destroy. That's 10A. But 10B says, but I have come that you might have life and life to the full, life in abundance. So God, I just thank you right now for a transfer of wealth, wealth of knowledge, that they will begin to receive the wealth of the word of God, the truth of God, which is that we are above only and not beneath, that we are first and not last, that they are the apple of your eye, that they have favor with you, God, and with man, because the Bible says, yea, the set time to favor her is now. So I just prophesy God's favor over you, over you, Christina Danielle, by name, over each of the women and men that will listen to and watch this podcast and hear this recording. I prophesy God's favor over your life because it is the word of God and it is the will of God in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. With that being said, y'all.